Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich misplays the ball. That's an error on Grich. Heil moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. Carew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. There goes Carew. The throw from Williams and Carew is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Borgman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field. Heil picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heil. Williams scores. Bellinger moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coggins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Decker covering, for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bry moves to third. Gomez moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Darwin moves to second. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bumbrey throws the ball into Grich, who tags Borgman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bry moves to third. Two outs. Randy Hundley pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Thompson now playing shortstop. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing left field. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Williams moves to third. It's 10-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Heil hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-4 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.